We interrupt regular programming for a regional radio sports presentation.
The killer look in her eyes. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Blue Jays are going to the state semifinals.
Brewer with the board. Outlet up the floor to Fleming.
Gavin Pinkley in transition. Throws it down with two hands.
Hands it off to Sexton once again on third down. Finds some room up the middle. Breaks it outside. Stiff arms of Annie's inside the 30, inside the 20. Down to the 10. Stiff arms, another one. Can you believe it? Tyler Sexton broke about six tackles on his way to the end zone for the touchdown. Inbounds it to Brigman with 2 seconds. Brigman with 1 second behind the back. Has to fire up a prayer. And it's answered as he bakes it in at the buzzer. Jack Brigman puts it down. And the Dragons capture third place.
Kaufman out on the right side wing. Crosses over. Trying to post up. Strong move to the basket. Powers his way in and scores.
Crosses Jacko back over. Step back. Jump shot. Banks it in. Brady DeGear. Have yourself a night, young fella.
We now send it out to our regional radio sports team.
It is absolutely rocking at Hillsborough High School. Senior night. Five seniors honored before the game. We've got 11 minutes to go before tip-off. Welcome into the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. The band and I are on the same side, which is bad news for me. And hopefully not bad news for you. We'll see if you can hear me during exciting moments here at Hillsborough High School. But, hey, fantastic atmosphere so far tonight. Fans still filing in. Players for the respective sides are warming up right as we speak. Coming up on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show, we're going to speak with Rhonda Hubbard, head coach of the Grandview Eagles, and also get a few minutes with Joe Felker, head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks. Grandview 20-2 entering tonight's affair. Hillsborough Hawks 12-11, trying to find that little groove before districts begins next week. For Grandview, this is their final tune-up before districts start on Saturday. Grandview will be in the Class 3 District 3 tournament, going up against Cuba in their first round matchup. Other teams from the Jefferson County area participating in the Class 3 District 3 tournament, St. Pius and Jefferson. So we got St. Pius, Jefferson, Grandview, girls, all in the Class 3 District 3 tournament, which will begin with the opening round on Saturday. And be sure to catch coverage of the semifinal between the winner of Grandview and Cuba and the winner of Steelville and St. Pius, as well as the winner of West County Jefferson and Central Berman. Those will be your four of those teams will be in the semifinals. They'll duke it out. We'll have coverage on J98. That is again on Monday. Grandview, however, opening round this Saturday against Cuba in Cuba for the Class 3 District 3 tournament. So Coach Hubbard trying to fine-tune a few things before district start for Grandview. And for Coach Felker, they still have Sekman next week as their final warm-up before districts begin. But tonight, it's all about tonight. And it's going to be a fun atmosphere. So excited to be here and glad you are with us as well. Very excited to have you on board. And we're going to go ahead and step aside for a minute. When we come back, we will hear from Rhonda Hubbard, head coach of the Grandview Eagles. We've got girls basketball tonight for you on KJF.
Hi, this is Rhonda Hubbard, mother of North County point guard Cody Hubbard. And the best defense to a tough stain is the good offense of the Soap Ladies cleaning products.
Hi, this is Jill Wagner, mom of Central Rebel guard Brent Wagner. If you want to hit a money ball as far as saving, use the Soap Lady for your cleaning needs.
Big savings are a slam dunk with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. TheSoapLadyCleaningSupplies.com.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at GilsterMaryLee.com.
Matt Greenwood back with KJF Radio for more Fleegs Equipment pregame coverage of Grandview and Hillsborough. I got Rhonda Hubbard, head coach for the Grandview Eagles. Coach, 20-2 entering tonight's contest. It's Hillsborough senior night, so they're obviously going to be pretty pumped up. So how do you temper that excitement at the beginning of this game?
Well, you know, the biggest thing for our kids is just to honor the fact that Hillsboro is a really good basketball team. I mean, they've had some ups and downs in the season. They've had some good wins. And the biggest thing I see out of them is just how hard they play. And if we don't, you know, match that intensity level that they play with, it could be a long night for us.
You've got a volleyball star on your side, and she's also a basketball star. Macy Ketcherside, 1,000 points just the other day. Talk about her importance to this team as you get ready for districts this weekend.
Yeah, well, Macy's a special player and even, you know, more special kid. I mean, she's just really a tremendous kid, and like 4.16, you know, GPA and top 10 in her class and all that good stuff. So she's just a joy to coach. I mean, she's a really hard worker, you know, very coachable. And, you know, when you have your best player on the floor, your most threatening offensive player on the floor, she has really taken on what her role is, and it's allowed other people to know what their role is as well and identify that. And our kids love each other. I mean, they're really a close bunch, and they just rejoice in all of her success.
There are some imposing players on Hillsboro as well. Kelsey Boyd can drop it from anywhere on the floor. And defensively, they've got Hannah Vaughn, who really had a good game and most recently against DeSoto. Any other players that are kind of on the front of your mind as you go into this matchup?
Well, I mean, really, you know, obviously they have a couple of kids who can shoot the ball really well. So we can't give them, you know, open looks. We've got to make everything tough. You know, they do run a lot of ball screen action. Not a lot of, you know, girls' teams run the ball screen motion that they run. So, you know, we haven't seen that in a while, and that's going to be a little tricky for us to handle. But more importantly is just taking care of the ball against their pressure and their trapping. And if we can do that, then hopefully we'll get some good looks.
Should be a fun one tonight. Best of luck.
Thank you, Matt.
Rhonda Hubbard, head coach of the Grandview girls basketball team. We got tip-off coming up in just a few minutes on KJEF.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our 3 new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
Matt Greenwood with more Fleegs Equipment pregame coverage of Hillsboro and Grandview girls basketball tonight on KJFF. I've got the Hillsboro Hawks head coach Joe Felker with me, and it's senior night, 5 seniors exactly. So how about that, coach?
You know, we're really excited for them. It's always fun to celebrate this night. It's one of the most exciting nights of the year. Get a little emotional with some of that stuff, but these 5 girls deserve a good night. They put a lot of hard work and sweat and everything into it.
Your assistant coach I was talking to earlier, he's setting up the NBA lights, as he liked to put them, for the pregame intros. You pretty pumped about that?
Yeah, that's neat. We try to do that once or twice a year, so we figured this was a good time to do that. Coach Miller, our assistant, dabbles in a lot of different things, and one of them is DJing and light shows, so that works out well for us.
Yeah, it's going to be a great fun night tonight. Grandview, a very tough team as you look at the record, 20 wins, 2 losses. Not too many teams have gotten their number or gotten the best of them. How do you go about approaching this game on this kind of special night?
Yeah, you know, I think the first thing, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, it's easy to get wrapped up in senior night stuff. We want to celebrate them, and then we want to get ready to play some ball. But that can be difficult. So aside from that, just the matchup with them, Grandview's tough. They've played a tough schedule. They've had a good season. We've had some common opponents. And so we know what they're going to do. They know what we're going to do. But they pose definitely some difficult matchups.
Even though your record 12-11, seems like you have been playing some good basketball the last couple of weeks, and including that win at home against DeSoto not too long ago. And I noticed defensively you guys are very, very tough, and I think that's probably what it's going to take tonight to slow the Eagles down, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, last year we played them, it was a 37-36 game, so there wasn't a lot of points to be had. So I wouldn't be surprised if that happens tonight, but definitely we're going to need to bring our A game on the defensive end.
Who are some key contributors you need for tonight?
Definitely, we're going to need Carly and Kelsey to step up and make sure they get the ball in the basket. I know Grandview is going to be keying on them. Hannah Vaughn going to get some opportunities to get some points, too. So it's just a matter of finding those advantages. They might be small, but you got to take them as soon as you get them.
Coach, best of luck tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate the coverage.
Joe Felker, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks, as they get set for Grandview here on Senior Night on KJEF.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
The talk of Jefferson County, Straight Talk, AM 1400 KJFF, Festus Crystal City, Imperial DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood for KJEF Sports here at Hillsboro High School, home of the Hawks. Hillsboro, Grandview, your matchup tonight, senior night for Hillsboro. Five seniors honored this evening: Sky Batchelor, Carly Sanders, Ashley Wick, Lily Shankey, and Desiree Thomas. They all get the start tonight for the Hillsboro Hawks. And speaking of starters, let's bring them to you. They are brought to you by State Farm Insurance agent Eric Schweiss out of Farmington. As I just said, for Hillsboro, it's Sky Batchelor, Carly Sanders, Ashley Wick, Lily Shankey, and Desiree Thomas. And for the Grandview Eagles, starting number 3, Melina Eaker; number 10, Kaylin Sparks; number 12, Megan Faust; number 23, Caitlin McLaughlin; and number 32, Macy Ketcher-Sai. Those are your starting five for Hillsboro and for Grandview. We'll step aside for a couple minutes as they get to the national anthem. We've got some girls basketball, some exciting girls basketball planned ahead for you this evening on KJEF.
Do you need a new doctor or dentist for your physical health or dental care? Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro has highly qualified doctors and dentists who are accepting new patients. We can get you in quickly and at the affordable rates you expect from Comtree. Call 877-COMTREE to schedule an appointment at our Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE. Comtree, we want to be your healthcare home.
This is the year you're getting out, and Midwest Sports Center is how.
You know, it's a competition between Polaris and Can-Am to see who can be the biggest and the baddest. Well, the neat thing is I have them both. So you can come in and see the Razor Turbo 1000 and compare it to the Can-Am Maverick 1000 X3. Here on the premises, you can drive them and see the difference.
See Josh and the boys now, then see the ladies when they're out.
From daughters to wives, man. It's no longer the husband dragging them in, it's the wives dragging the husbands in, wanting the bigger, badder machine.
124 Walker Drive, Farmington.
Whether it's the heat of the preseason or the heart of the postseason, teams always get a little boost from playing at home. Hi, this is your hometown insurance agent, Eric Schweiss. I'd like to show you how State Farm can boost your savings when you combine your homeowner's insurance with your auto coverage. So score one for the home team. Talk to me today, State Farm agent Eric Schweiss, about big league savings for combining home and car coverage. Call State Farm today at 573-760-1000. That's 573-760-1000.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Matt Greenwood at Hillsboro High School. The starting lineup being introduced to the crowd here at hand, and it is a very good crowd. Only one section a little bit empty That's probably because they left it for the band, but the band decided to go the other way to our side of the floor and about 50 feet to our left. So if it gets really loud in here, you'll certainly be able to hear it on the game tonight. All right, so they're going to introduce the starting lineups for the Hillsboro Hawks. And they've got a special presentation going, so we'll see if we can't get video of this and post it to our Twitter feed as the lights start to come off. Let's go ahead and get video of the starting five for the Hillsboro Hawks. It's Sky Batchelor, Carly Sanders, Ashley Wick, Lily Shanky, and Desiree Thomas. Go ahead and take video of the strobe lights going on. They only left one side of the floor lit up, and that's the band side. Behind the stands here, behind me, some little kids getting a chance to run around, and so that's pretty exciting for them. They don't care about basketball. They just care about getting their exercise in, so they're doing that while the introductions are going on. And they are now introducing 5'9 senior, number 14, Ashley Wick, to the crowd here on hand. Hillsboro tonight wearing their white jerseys with a faded blue around the bottom of the shorts, around the top of the jersey on the back from left to right, is now being introduced as number 10, Carly Sanders. And the last senior for Hillsboro, the 4'10 senior, number one, Sky Batchelor. We'll go ahead and get this video of the starting five put on our Twitter feed, and we'll also provide you the link for this game. If someone can't be here tonight or can't listen on the radio, they can certainly listen in their home at MIMOinfo.com or also on our Twitter feed. We will send a link for you there. And we're just going to have ourselves a good time tonight. How about that? Sound pretty good? All right, so tip-off just about ready. For Grandview, all black tops and bottoms, a strong gray-white trim, block trim at the bottom of the shorts, yellow letters with a white trim on the in and outer part of the letters and numbers. Tip-off is won by Grandview. Winning it is Ketcherside. And Grandview starts with the ball from left to right in this first half. Baseline drive and a kick out to the middle part of the paint. Turnover Faust in Hillsboro. Stand strong on their first defensive stand of the game. And now they have it operating right to left with Carly Sanders on the wing. Gets a ball screen. Goes all the way to the bucket. Kicks it back out to the near side wing. Stepping into a high elbow jumper was Lily Shanky. She missed it. Offensive rebound and put back by the Hawks is no good. And it's a one-man backcourt press. Carly Sanders now runs back up the floor with the Grandview Eagles offense. Top of the key, Melina Eaker over to the near side for Sparks. Entry pass down low. Catcher side a little too strong off the glass. And the ball then tipped out of bounds underneath by the Grandview Eagles. And bringing the ball up the floor from right to left for Hillsboro is Shanky. Goes left side on the wing. Sanders dribbled to the middle part of the floor. Tried a one-hand pass to her left. And it was right into the hands of Grandview. And quickly up the floor, scooping it up with the right, is Caitlin McLaughlin. Grandview, 20 wins, 2 losses. Second-year head coach Rhonda Hubbard, who's got 15 years of college experience over at Missouri Southern. 17 years in total coaching girls basketball, Rhonda Hubbard. And that is why Grandview is one of the strongest teams in the Jefferson County area, because they've got a coach that knows how to get it done. Carly Sanders, near side wing, 3-2 strong. Grandview has the ball under 6.5 to play. Eagles by 2. 2-0, your score. Bounce pass along the perimeter to the top. Eaker swings it left. And running across the paint and kicking it out to the near side wing and knocking down the three is Caitlin Sparks. Quick 5-0 lead to start tonight's contest here on senior night for the Hillsboro Hawks. Carly Sanders, high ball screen, drives right side of the paint, pulls it back. High arcing jumper from 10 feet is no good. Grandview comes down with the board. Eaker to bring the ball up the floor. Finds Macy Ketcherside on the run, mid-left block. And she makes her way to the bucket for an easy two off the glass. Macy Ketcherside basically standing above the rest at 5'10". I think Coach Hubbard shorted her a couple of inches. She looks to be about 6 feet tall. Sanders to the right of the bucket misses the layup try, but there is a whistle and a foul. Tonight we are situated behind the scores table up on the second level, just off to the right of the scores table behind the Hillsboro Hawks bench where Joe Felker, the head coach, is currently sitting down as the free throw, first one for Sanders, is up and in. And the Hawks are on the board. Second one coming. Taking her time, Sanders puts up the second one and gets that to go. Grandview 7, Hillsboro 2, first quarter. Eagles with the ball operating left to right, right at the H logo with the ball on the left-hand dribble. Eaker comes to the near side of the floor to Sparks. Entry pass to Ketcherside, low right block, kiss off the window and in. Easy does it for Macy Ketcherside. She's got a quick four in this contest. 5:13 to go in the first. 9-2 Grandview. Hillsboro with the ball moving right to left in their front court set. A double at the top of the key. Sanders splits it all the way to the bucket. Had a hand on the ball as she put the shot up, missed it, got her own rebound. And then on the backside, a steal. And up ahead, the easy right-hand layup and the friendly roll for Megan Faust. Got to have your head on a swivel with this Grandview defense. Caitlin McLaughlin getting a lot of high praise from Coach Rhonda Hubbard. If there was an all-defensive team in the area, she says Caitlin McLaughlin would be Defensive Player of the Year. There's a hip check along the perimeter as Batchelor is fouled for the Hawks. 11-2 Grandview with 4:41 to go in this first quarter. By the way, that video of the starting lineup introduction for Hillsboro is up on KJFF Sports if you want to go ahead and take a look, see what you were missing out on earlier tonight. 4:35, first quarter. Hillsboro with the ball in their front court set. Sanders spins back to her left, right into the body of Eaker. Lost it. Grandview players go to the deck. They get the ball. They have it in the front court, moving left to right, and then bump from behind Sanders. A calamity of errors on her part pushes Kaylin Sparks from behind. And that is the first team foul, first personal for Carly Sanders. Inbound far sideline, and I believe we have a foot on the line. We do. Back heel of Megan Faust was on the blue line as she received the entry pass. Under 4:20 to play. Hillsboro down by 9 early. Not even halfway through the first quarter. Sky Batchelor, 35 feet away, swings it to her right, and a deep two is dropped by Lily Shankey. Hillsboro within 7. Shankey with 2 points a game this year. She's now met that average as Hillsboro nearly comes away with a turnover on the other side of the floor, but it will stay Grandview ball. Inbound for Eaker. Right in front of her is Sparks. Sparks dribbles to the top of the key. Beg your pardon, that was Faust. Goes back left side for Eaker. Nearly lost it on the wing. Saved it from going out of bounds. Back over to Faust, who loses it. Sanders up ahead. Layup from the right side with the right hand. And Carly Sanders with 4 so far tonight for the Hawks as they trail 11-6. Grandview with the ball from left to right. Near side wing, Sparks. Over top, Eaker. 2 catcher side, low left block. Kick out wing. 3 ball short. Backside board for Grandview as Faust could not connect. And I think we have a loose ball foul called on Hillsboro as coming down with a rebound was Kaylin Sparks. And I beg your pardon, the foul goes. Actually, they're not calling the foul. They're calling ball out of bounds. So Hillsboro with possession, down by 5, into the game for the Hawks. Desiree Thomas coming off the floor was Ashley Wick. Here's Sanders, high elbow, left side, over to the wing for Shankey. Back to Sanders, 3 ball, off to the left, back iron, no good. Rebound for the Eagles. Eaker, middle part of the floor, all the way up towards catcher side on the low left block, and she puts one up off the window and in. The offense for Grandview runs through Macy Ketcherside, averaging just about 17 points a game this season. 249 field goal attempts from inside the paint. And having it stripped on the elbow, Kelsey Boyd. Cranview running a 2-on-1 fast break. Not very good, though. Nearly lost it, but getting it back was Eaker. Nice little tip pass there from Sparks. Found Eaker on the low right block, and she puts it off the glass and in. And that means all five starters for the Eagles have scored at least 2 points. Top of the free throw line. Turnaround jumper, Boyd. Rims out. Trying to save it from going out of bounds. Underneath their own basket, Thomas. But her foot was on the line, and the ball even hit the line as well. 15-6, Grandview leading Hillsboro. 2:20 to play in this first quarter. Brought to you by Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, the UPS store in Festus, Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, Fleeg's Equipment in St. Genevieve and Lettington, as well as Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge, Irondale, Park Hills, Bismarck, and Farmington. And operating the left side of the floor, Grandview loses it out of bounds, but last touch by Boyd of the Hawks. So just off to the right of the bucket, an inbound attempt for Sparks. Goes to the top of the free throw line for catcher side. Quick little touch pass and a deep two out of the corner for number 12, Megan Faust. 17-6 Grandview here in the first quarter, under two to play. Bringing the ball middle part of the floor, now standing on the blue H at center court is Shanky. Shanky throwing it to an unaware. Desiree Thomas. Thomas was setting up to go down low, and Shanky decided to go her direction with her back turned to the play. So a turnover Hawks, ball went out of bounds down that baseline. So an inbound for Grandview. They have it in the front court and a near steal by Sanders, but she deflects it out of bounds right in front of a Grandview Eagle fan, an older gentleman there, settling into this game. 17-6, Grandview has already settled into this game with 92 seconds to go. Top of the key, left-hand dribble, Sparks. Goes to the left side, swing it into the corner. Do the Eagles assist to Eaker, and the bucket to Megan Faust. Faust leading the team with 7, 20-6. Grandview, Sanders on the pass from Boyd, knocks it down, grabs it, runs all the way to the bucket, lays it up with the right. But there was a whistle and an offensive foul. Boyd just led Sanders a little too much by the time she knocked down the ball in front of her and recovered. She bowled right over the defender for the offensive foul, the charge going against Sanders. 1:10 to play. That's Sanders' second personal foul. Ball tipped up into the air on the near corner. It will go out of bounds right in front of the Hillsboro Hawks cheerleading section, but it will stay Grandview basketball, as getting a hand on it was Sanders. Desiree Thomas to take a little breather for the Hawks, and coming in for her is number 20. That is Hannah Vaughn. And a five-second call will go on Grandview. And that's just their second turnover of the night. With 1:08 to play in this first quarter, the black and gold up 20-6 on the blue and white. Inbound, Boyd to Shanky. Middle part of the floor, now crosses the timeline with a pass to Boyd on the near side left. Boyd back to Shanky. Shanky, line drive pass, 20 feet in front of her to Sanders, low left block. She turns around and puts it up from 3 feet, but missed it. And here come the Eagles the other way in an errant pass. Right as she crossed the timeline, Melina Eaker trying to lead her teammate. I believe that was Sparks, the intended target, but led her too far. Ball going out of bounds again, right in front of that older gentleman who has settled into this game and has pulled out his cane as well. So he's ready for a long night here in Hillsboro. 42 seconds to go. Right side of the floor, Hawks have it as they move right to left. Sanders still right side of the floor. Thought about a drive. Pulls it back out. Goes left side to Boyd. Boyd with a high ball screen set by Hannah Vaughn. Boyd goes to the right. Vaughn goes to the left. Boyd still with the ball. Nearly lost it. Good pressure defense on the perimeter by Caitlin McLaughlin. Now with it. Boyd, wing three. Contested. Fouled. Hit the deck, did Boyd. Three-pointer almost went in, and Boyd will toe the line for 3 free throws. While she gets set for the first one, let's take some time to thank Twin City Toyota, Kansas City TDA, and Herculaneum, as well as Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve, Herculaneum, and Crystal City, as well as State Farm Insurance agent Eric Schweiss. First free throw from Kelsey Boyd is through. Second free throw, spins on in. One more coming for Kelsey Boyd. The Gilster Mary Lee scoreboard currently reads Eagles 20, Hawks 8. And the third free throw goes down for Kelsey Boyd. 16 seconds to go. Grandview with the 11-point lead to bring the ball up the floor. They settle it into the front court, and a pass is deflected back out of bounds. 9.5 seconds to go. Inbound sideline for Eaker. Goes over to Faust. Faust turns around, passes it blindly to the left. Stolen by Sanders. 2 seconds to go. High arcing right-hand floater off the glass and in at the buzzer for Carly Sanders. So despite the two personal fouls for Sanders, she ends the first quarter with a layup and a total of 6 points. We'll be back for more between Grandview and Hillsborough. It's Eagles 20, Hillsborough Hawks 11. You're listening to KJF Sports.
Hi, this is Rhonda Hubbard, mother of North County point guard Cody Hubbard. And the best defense to a tough stain is the good offense of the Soap Ladies cleaning products.
Hi, this is Jill Wagner, mom of Central Rebel Guard Brent Wagner. If you want to hit a money ball as far as saving, use the Soap Lady for your cleaning needs.
Big savings are a slam dunk with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. TheSoapLadyCleaningSupplies.com.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our 3 new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Gilster Mary Lee scoreboard, Grandview 20, Hawks 11 as we start the second quarter. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Call Michael Elker at 800-851-5371. GilsterMaryLee.com is the place to visit to check out all that information. Turnover along the baseline for the Eagles. So, oddly enough, despite Grandview up by 9, their first possession of the game, they turned it over. First possession of the second quarter, same results. So Hillsborough operating right to left, has it front court. Low paint put up by Boyd, too strong. It was just about 3 feet in front of the basket, a contested shot nonetheless. Grandview always going to make it tough, according to Coach Hubbard, always going to make it tough when you shoot the ball. Always going to have a hand in your face. Here's a cross-court pass from wing to wing, nearly stolen by Shanky. Grandview keeps it. Mid-range jumper is no good, off the right by Faust. Chases down her own rebound, and then a pass down low. Attempt from Fouls is knocked out of bounds by Shanky. Checking out of the game for Grandview, Kaylin Sparks had 3 points in the first quarter. The inbound along the baseline, just off to the right. Ball tipped, as we've seen a lot so far here tonight. Top of the key pass to the near side right. Driving Fouls, kick back to the left and right into the hands of Lily Shanky. Shanky brings the ball up the middle side of the floor to the left. On the wing, Boyd, ball above her head, dribbles right after the screen. Goes and dumps it off with an off-balance right-hand layup from about 3 feet off to the left. No good by Elena Rednauer, who's getting her first action so far tonight. Under 7 to play, Grandview 20, Hillsborough 11, second quarter. And a kickball out of bounds by Sanders. Beg your pardon, by Shanky. And it was right in front of the cheerleaders, who just kept going on about the business. Inbound for the Eagles coming. And a nice turnaround hand in the lane, in the passing lane by Hannah Vaughn. Puts it back out of bounds, and Grandview will get a second try to get it into their offense. We are directly in line with the inbounder. Haven't quite gotten her number yet. Now we do. Sarah Faust inbounds it to the top of the key for Eaker. Eaker to the corner for Faust, and Faust pass attempt down low is batted out of bounds by Boyd. Hands in the passing lanes everywhere for both sides. As we might expect, a defensive struggle here tonight. Last year, these two teams played each other. 37-36 was your final in favor of Hillsborough. Grandview trying to get their offense going here tonight. And they had a pretty good first quarter, but so far, first minute and a half of the second, have struggled to get points. And now an over and back is going to be called on Grandview. Shanky had tipped it into the backcourt. Faust chased it down, crossed the timeline. Then, as she dribbled with the left hand, went back across the line. And that is an over and back call going against the Grandview Eagles. So a rocky start to the second quarter for both sides. as we're 1 minute and 35 seconds into the second quarter and no one has scored. Boyd pressured at the midcourt stripe, bounces it into the feet of Megan Faust, leading a three-on-one fast break for Grandview and leading her teammate Sarah Faust too far. Ball goes out of bounds. I did not confirm before the game if Sarah Faust and Megan Faust are sisters. They look very similar. As a pass attempt from the high elbow to the low left block goes out of bounds. Last touch by number 20, Hannah Vaughn, for the Hawks. Elena Rednauer to take a breather as she grabs a couple of fives on her way to the end of the bench. 6 minutes to go. Still scoreless in the second quarter. 20-11, your score after one. It remains. Ball from the top of the key. Pass to the corner, tipped up into the air. Grandview recovers, swings it around the perimeter. Baseline drive and a bounce pass by number 23, Caitlin McLaughlin, off the left foot of Hannah Vaughn, back out of bounds. So just off to the left of the basket, Grandview to inbound it, and Ketcherside is knocked down from behind as she received the pass, and that will be a foul on Lily Shankey. And we'll see what number that is. That is number one for Shankey. Three team fouls apiece. Grandview still in possession, up by nine. Out of the corner, driving McLaughlin. Goes back out to the corner she just left to Eaker. Eaker into the corner where Grandview clearly is comfortable. Back over to Faust. Faust pass across court is batted around and finally knocked out of bounds. And last touch by Grandview. 2 minutes, 21 seconds into the second quarter, and still neither team has scored in this frame. 20-11, your score remains on the Gilster Mary Lee scoreboard. Shankey brings the ball up the middle part of the floor for the Hawks as they move right to left and dumps it off to Sky Batchelor. Batchelor, still middle part of the floor, turns to her right and lobs a pass right into the hands of Grandview. Running the floor was Sarah Faust. She ran right over Batchelor, and I think they're going to get her for an offensive foul. No, blocking foul. Batchelor to the line, Sarah Faust. Looking for our first point of the second quarter. A quick free throw taken by Sarah Faust, and it's off to the left. All the way into the corner and chased down by Boyd. She flips it back to the man in stripes, who bounces it right back to Sarah Faust, and the right-hander puts up another free throw. Back iron, no good. Catcher side, offensive rebound. Put back. Ooh. Just spun off the front lip and out. But Ketcherside, in the act of shooting, will toe the line for two free throws. Makes it pretty easy on the score sheet, really, if no team scores in the second quarter. Let's hope that does not remain the case. It will not remain the case as Ketcherside rattles home free throw number one. Ketcherside 7 points in the game, tying Megan Faust for the team lead. And the second free throw rattles out. Rebound Hawks. Bloomsdale Bank brings all your stats. Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, Van Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to our customers since 1914. Sky Batchelor on the right side mid-block. Bounce pass to the top. And Hannah Vaughn recovers, kicks it to Boyd on the right wing, and Boyd is able to put it through from long range and cut this Grandview lead down to seven. As a whistle went, a couple of players hit the deck and a tangle of feet, and now one of the officials talking to Batchelor. Not really sure what that conversation about. Now that same official walks to the sideline, has about a 2 second chat with Joe Felker, head coach for the Hawks, and we resume play. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Grandview holding on to a 7 point lead. They've got the ball on the near side wing, nearly losing it. McLaughlin able to save it. Grandview, left side of the floor now with it. Out of the corner is Jordan Zoff. Zoff, quick pass down low to McLaughlin, who missed the shot. And then the putback attempt is good by Macy Ketcherside. She's got nine to lead all scorers. Ketcherside, very effective on the glass. Hillsborough's got to find some way to slow her down. Batchelor, right side of the floor on the wing. Hillsborough moving right to left on your radio dials in this first half. Boyd, high elbow, jumper, back iron, no good. Rebound, Eaker underneath with no contest on that board. Eaker, near side of the floor, brings it up, crosses midcourt. Goes into the corner for McLaughlin along the baseline. A one-hand pass into the corner for Zoff, and it goes out of bounds as Batchelor nearly came away with a steal for Hillsborough. but she puts it on the blue paint on the left side, and it's an inbound for the Eagles. Just about midway through the second quarter, 23-14 Grandview on senior night for the Hawks. It's the Eagles in front. From straightaway, the pass to the left wing. Short on the three was Eaker. Battle for the board, and Hillsborough comes away with it. Boyd crossing the timeline with a right-hand dribble. Spins to her left, back spin to her right. Out of the corner, Sanders cross-court pass to the near side wing for Shanky. Shanky with some body contact, able to dump it off to Vaughn, who goes from mid-block to right wing for Boyd. Boyd overhead pass to Batchelor at mid-court, hands it off to Shanky. Shanky now right side of the floor, hands it off. Sanders. Sanders on the drive, Euro step to avoid two defenders, and kisses one off the glass and in. Carly Sanders being very effective so far tonight for the Hawks. She has eight. Down to a seven-point Grandview lead. They have the ball moving from left to right. Wing three, too strong from Sarah Faust, and the offensive board, or excuse me, defensive rebound for Hannah Vaughn. Vaughn to Shanky, crossing the timeline, and then throws it to the right. Sanders was cutting to the basket. Shanky thought she'd stay on that wing side, and the ball thrown right out of bounds. Be sure to stick around for the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. We'll provide you first half stats, talk about keys for the second half for a victory for either of these sides, and then we'll resume with some action. Still got a little less than 3 minutes to go before we get to the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Out of the corner, an errant pass by Megan Faust, or maybe just a bad decision there. Threw it right into the hands of Sanders underneath the basket, and then she proceeded to step on the black baby stripe right there, the little thin black stripe in front of the big blue stripe along that baseline. So turnover by the Hawks. And Grandview, another inbound off to the left of the basket. Going up top and stealing it is Sanders, running the one-on-one fast break. Body contact underneath, misses from point-blank range. Offensive rebound and put-back try. Elena Rednauer unsuccessful there. Eagles quickly up ahead. They try to lead a fast break. And there's a turnover by Caitlin McLaughlin. Threw it right into the hands of Sanders. Shanky now, right side of the floor. Two Sanders, three ball, air ball, left side. Backside board, saving it from going out of bounds are the Eagles. And it's going to be Megan Faust to bring the ball up the floor. Tipped away from behind, off that right hip, as Hannah Vaughn, or excuse me, Rednauer, comes away with a steal. Hawks in possession, approaching the two-minute mark. 23-16, Eagles lead. Hawks have the ball. Right side wing. Ball above her head, now dribbling with her left hand. Sanders punches it to the right for Shanky. Shanky to the mid-block extended for Vaughn. And a blocking foul will go on Caitlin McLaughlin, who stepped right in the path of Vaughn before Vaughn had a chance to move. And so that is a blocking foul. Second personal for McLaughlin. And it is Megan Faust coming off the floor for Sarah Faust. Inbound, left side of the bucket, Hillsborough giving it right back with Sanders to the inbounder, Rednauer, who's just to the left of the basket, and she puts one off the window and in. Grandview with possession up by five, and a turnover in the front court. Hawks have it. Moving right to left. By the way, that puts Rednauer on the score sheet for the first time tonight for the Hawks. Tip pass along the top of the key. Shanky recovers. Goes to Vaughn on that high elbow. Took one dribble to her right. Stepped into a jumper and missed it. 1:10 to play in the second quarter. It's still quite loud here. Cross-court pass into the corner. Three-point shot. Back iron. No good. Long rebound to the middle part of the floor. As unable to connect on that three was Sparks. Grandview chases it down. They have another try at it. Out of the corner, cross-court pass and a bad pass. Sarah Faust trying to go 40 feet along the baseline with a lob pass, and it was stolen by the Hawks. I believe that was Vaughn that came down with a steal. 42 seconds to go, and a pass from about 35 feet out over to the high elbow on the right side intended for Vaughn, and there was a foul from behind on the Hawks, on the Eagles. We've got ourselves a 30-second timeout. All timeouts this year brought to you by the Soap Lady Cleaning Products. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. 42 seconds to go. Grandview 23, Hillsborough 18. We had a 20-point first quarter for Grandview and an 11-point first quarter for Hillsborough. It's the Hawks leading this second period 7-3. And that's why they're in this ballgame, only down by 5 here on senior night. The 5 seniors for Hillsborough that were honored before the game: Sky Batchelor, Carly Sanders, Ashley Wick, Lily Shanky, and Desiree Thomas. So out of this Soap Lady cleaning product timeout. So right sideline inbound for the Hawks. Top of the key, 3 ball off the backboard, then the front rim, long rebound. Middle part of the floor, chased down by Thomas. The miss there by Sanders. Now right side of the floor, Vaughn to Shanky. Into the corner, Thomas tries a baseline drive, forced to kick it back up top to Shanky. Shanky, ball above her head, now off on a right hip, puts the ball on the floor, and then delivers a pass to the high elbow for Rednauer. And Rednauer, on the drive, cannot control it. Loses it. Grandview, the other way. And a nice pass down low by number 23, Kayla McLaughlin, able to find her teammate for the easy 2. Buzzer 3 is no good by Hannah Vaughn. And by the way, that 2-point shot going to number 10, Kaylin Sparks for Grandview. So the Eagles get the better of the Hawks in the final 60 seconds. They get the bucket at the end to extend their lead to 25-18. As we get set for the Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up in 3 minutes on KJF Radio.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
West Sports Center halftime show. I am Matt Greenwood at Hillsborough High School. About 7 minutes to go before we start the third quarter. It's 25-18 Grandview leading Hillsborough at the break. Let's go ahead and get to your Bloomsdale Bank first half stats. Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to our customers since 1914. That's what they say, and they're sticking to it. We'll begin with a team that is trailing, and that's the Hillsborough Hawks here on senior night. Carly Sanders leading the charge with 8. Lily Shanky with 2. Off the bench, Elena Rednauer with 2. And off the bench, Kelsey Boyd with 5 points. Boyd, oh, I beg your pardon. That is 6 points for Kelsey Boyd. I forgot that she had three free throws in the first quarter, not two, and she hit a three-pointer in the second quarter. So Kelsey Boyd with six first-half stats, first-half points, and that makes 18. So math works out there. For the Grandview Eagles, all five of their starters have scored. Only the starters have scored for Grandview. Melina Eaker with two. Kayla McLaughlin with two. Kaylin Sparks had five. Megan Faust with seven. And leading the way for the Grandview Eagles, no surprise there, Macy Ketcherside with 9 points here tonight for Grandview. Macy Ketcherside going to go to Mineral Area College and play some volleyball, but she also eclipsed the 1,000-point mark just the other day. And so she is an excellent two-sport athlete for the Grandview Eagles, and I'm sure Coach Hubbard will certainly miss her. And we're going to try to have Coach Hubbard and Macy Ketcherside join us for our Home Pools and Spas postgame show. So you'll want to stick around definitely for that. And also, we're going to have Joe Felker of Hillsboro. He's going to talk about their last game against Seckman next week and then about district play as well with a very tough group in districts in Class 4 District 2. In Class 4 District 2, you've got DeSoto, Farmington, who's the host, Festus, North County, and Potosi, as well as Hillsboro. So the top two seeds in the Class 4 District 2 tournament will get a bye. And the district seeding is going to take place this weekend. So as soon as we know about it, we'll go ahead and let you know about it as well. But Hillsboro going to be participating in a very, very tough district. And unfortunately for them, they're not going to be able to do it here at home. They'll have to go to Farmington for that. But that is still about a week and a half away. And so we'll keep our focus here on tonight. With about 4.5 minutes to go before the start of the second half, we'll take about a 2.5 minute pause as Grandview leads here at the break on the floor of the Hawks. It's Grandview 25 and Hillsboro 18. We'll be back in just a couple minutes right here on KJF Sports Radio.
In the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Kohl. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
This is Ashley Turnbow, wife of Arcadia Valley head basketball coach Ricky Turnbow. I get the assist off the court from tough stains using the Soap Ladies Laundry Pod.
This is Lori Sprinkle, mother of North County guard Hayden Sprinkle. There's no need to foul your clothes by double dribbling your cleaning products. Score and save money with the Soap Lady.
Get a steal and a fast break with the Soap Lady Cleaning Supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. TheSoapLadyCleaningSupplies.com.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Back Matt Greenwood at Hillsborough High School. About 90 seconds before we start the second half. It's Grandview 25, Hillsborough 18. The Eagles are on the floor getting their little warm-ups in before we start the third quarter. So far, Hillsborough yet to come out onto the floor. It's been a turnover-infested battle here tonight between Grandview and Hillsborough, but making more buckets is what's important, and Grandview is doing that. They are knocking down their open shots. They've got they've been a little effective from beyond the perimeter, but mostly it's been Macy Ketcherside down low, coming off screens, setting up down low as well for Ketcherside, and she's had some easy points tonight for the Grandview Eagles. And if you're Coach Felker, I'm sure he's talking to his players about making it tough on Ketcherside. Throw your body into her a little bit more without fouling her. Throw your body into her, wear her down physically, and see if that can affect this Grandview offense, because the offense will run through Macy Ketcherside, averaging just about 17 points a game. You also got to make it tough for Ketcherside on the glass. Hillsborough is not doing that. Ketcherside has made it pretty easy on the offensive glass, averaging just about 8 rebounds a game. 64 offensive rebounds total for Ketcherside this year. She's added a few here tonight, 105 defensive rebounds, and about 15 blocks on the season for Ketcherside. So a very effective player offensively and defensively for Grandview. So if Hillsborough is going to make this seven-point comeback, they're going to have to do so by making it really, really tough for Macy Ketcherside and turn a few more of those steals into fast break transition points. Before we start this third quarter, I want to thank some of our sponsors, Gilster Mary Lee Corporation, Mike Welker in Perryville, Mineral Area College in Park Hills. By the way, this is a Mineral Area College broadcast booth that we're in here at Hillsborough High School. Mineral Area College is your next step. Also want to thank Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills and New Era Bank in Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, Bonterre, and Fredericktown. You can't miss New Era Bank. We start this third quarter. Hawks have the ball moving left to right in this second half. Batchelor, bounce pass to the left along the perimeter to Shanky, up top to Sanders. Lob pass down low. Boyd on the mid block turns to the right and is able to knock down the 10-foot jumper. Looks like maybe the Hawks are going to approach their offense a little bit differently here in the second half. Get the ball into the hands of Kelsey Boydmore. 2-3 zone for the Hawks. We did not see that earlier. We saw man defense. We saw a zone to man defense for Hillsborough. Here's a bounce pass along the perimeter. And going out of bounds, the ball, Kaylin Sparks tried to find her teammate, Megan Faust, and Faust was not in the vicinity. 25-20, Grandview with the lead, Hillsborough with the ball, moving left to right. Just now crossing the timeline with it, Shanky dumps it off Sanders. Quick pass to Boyd. Boyd shot blocked, a blindside block for Haley Harlow, Macy Ketcherside. Ball went out of bounds. It will stay Hillsborough basketball. Just about a minute into this third quarter, Hawks a chance to get it down to 2 or 3 points. Inbound, Boyd struggled, threw it off the left paw of Ketcherside, and back out of bounds. So now Boyd will step about 8 feet to her right and receive the ball from the man in stripes and lob it up along that sideline to Sanders, who chases it down right near midcourt. Sanders to Shanky, nearly shoved back over the line by Sparks. Shanky over to the near side for Batchelor. Left-hand dribble. Batchelor is a lefty by trade. To Sanders on the wing. A pass to the moving Vaughn. Vaughn was moving towards the far corner. And the pass from Sanders going out of bounds. Grandview with a 5-point lead and the ball moving from right to left. Molina Eaker with it. Still a 2-3 zone for the Hawks. Now they make it a 3-2 zone. A little pressure on the perimeter by Shanky. Grandview still with it, now operating left side of the floor on the wing. Faust dribbles towards the middle part of the floor, dumps it off to Eaker at the top of the key. Over to the right wing for Sparks. Back over to Eaker. Back to Sparks. Ball above her head. Drives towards the corner. Hands it off into that corner for McLaughlin. McLaughlin bounce pass along the perimeter. Grandview swings it. They try to go down low to Ketcherside, who is pushed from behind. Baseline official right there on top of the play. Calls a push, and I believe that will go against number 23. It does. And so Kelsey Boyd picks up her second personal. One team foul apiece. Inbound, Ketcherside. Mid-range floater from just inside the paint. And she gets it to go with the foul. So catcher side picking up where she left off. 9 first half points. She's now got 11 first player into double figures this evening. Big squat as she comes up with the free throw in a nice form from catcher side. She's got 12 on the night, and Grandview bumps her lead back up to 28-20. It was 25-18 Grandview going into the break. Here's Hillsborough moving left to right. Sanders lost her footing, wanted the trip call, lost the ball. Batchelor scoops it up. Hillsborough stays or still has possession. Now Boyd along the baseline corner, lost the ball, nearly taken away by McLaughlin. Boyd up to the top, and Batchelor with a three is off the mark. 5:40 to go, rebound for the Eagles. They'll bring the ball up the right side of the floor. Now on the far side, moving from right to left in this second half. Bounce pass, Sparks to the corner for McLaughlin. Jumps up into the air along the baseline to catcher side. Two hands in catcher side's face. Actually make that four hands in her face. Two bodies, and catcher side still gets it to go from 5 feet. Five quick third quarter points for catcher side. Bounce pass along the wing to the cutting Boyd. Puts up the shot, no good, but the foul. Nice ball movement from the Hawks there. A nice design play. They had Sanders put the defense of the Eagles to sleep. Had Boyd run from the top of the key to the right side of the paint. Boyd received the pass on the move. Put up the quick turnaround jumper and got fouled. And we'll get two free throws. High rainbow free throw. Rims out for Boyd. She is 3 of 4 from the charity stripe. Macy Ketcherside leading all scores with 15 points. Those stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914. Kelsey Boyd knocks down the free throw. She goes 1 of 2 with 5 minutes to go. Hillsborough trails by 9. Hawks moving right to left. With it is Sparks. Bounce pass. Gets away from the Eagles for a split second, but recovering McLaughlin. McLaughlin down low to catcher side on that low right block. A nice little nifty spin with the shot off the glass and in. Macy catcher side aiming for the little square behind the iron, and she found it nice and perfect. 32-21. It's been all catcher side in this third quarter for the Eagles. She has 7, all 7 in this third quarter. Mid-range, mid-block jumper from Hannah Vaughn gets it to go. And Vaughn is on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Hillsborough down 32-23. 4:15 to go. Grandview in the front court set operating right to left. Bounce pass from the top of the key to the near side wing for Faust. Still no subs have come in for Coach Hubbard and the Eagles in this second half. Three Eagles on the right side of the floor in the corner. Getting past the defender was Faust. Kicked it back up towards the top. And I think maybe we've got traveling. We do. And I beg your pardon, that was McLaughlin who was along the baseline when she passed it to Faust. So Faust turns it over for Grandview. Under 4 to play in this third quarter. Hawks on senior night trying to win it in front of the home faithful here. Pretty good crowd on hand. I'd say about 300 people in this gym for this girls' basketball game between Hillsborough and Grandview. Ball on the left side of the floor, far side of the court from us, and Hannah Vaughn watches it go right out of bounds after coming on the blind side. Sparks poked it from behind, and it will be that baseline corner inbound for the Hawks to Boyd, deep two from the corner. Off the mark, she tried to lean that one in, couldn't do so. Backside rebound, Eaker for the Eagles. Eaker has her pocket picked by Sanders, who rolled the ball back into the hands of Eaker as she tried to save it from going out of bounds. And now Grandview with a 5-on-4 real quick. Ketcherside in the lane, misses the fadeaway right-hand floater, gets the rebound, and puts it back up and in. And I take that back. Megan Faust had the rebound for Grandview. Faust gets the assist. Ketcherside gets the points. 9 third quarter points for Ketcherside, 18 total. Boyd draws a double, dumps it off down low to Vaughn, who is fouled from in front. Melina Eaker picks up her third personal. And they actually give Megan Faust the call there. I thought it was Eaker. Stand corrected. 3:01 to go in this third quarter on the inbound for the Hawks. It's stolen by Ketcherside. So a couple of steals for catcher side, quite a few rebounds, especially on the offensive end, and 18 points for Macy catcher side. You can see why she got to 1,000 points in her basketball career. And there's a nice pass from the corner along the baseline to catcher side down low. An easy turnaround kiss off the glass from point blank range assist to Kaylin Sparks. 2.5 to play. The Eagles have done an excellent job of finding catcher side down low. Just inside the free throw line, an errant right-hand jumper from Sanders is off the mark. Grandview with the board. Eaker crosses the timeline with the pass to the left side for Sparks. Sparks down low to McLaughlin, who wrestled the ball away from the Hawks defense. Grandview now swings it around the perimeter, and a bounce pass from the baseline right side of the bucket is kicked out of bounds. Faust trying to find catcher side once more, and it was booted right to the sideline. So Grandview maintains possession. A couple of changes here for the Hawks. You got Kelsey Boyd and Lily Shanky coming off the floor, as well as Elena Rednauer. And checking in for the Hawks is number 22, Maya LaPlante. Maya LaPlante in for the first time tonight. Grandview with the ball, catcher side, mid-block extended right side of the floor, kicks it out to the wing. Sparks dribbles between two defenders on her way to the bucket, puts it too hard off the glass from 8 feet out. The rebound to Sparks. A bounce pass to the top of the key. Eagles maintain possession with it. Eaker, right hip pass to the right for Sparks. Gets a screen from catcher side. Catcher side cuts, and Sparks dribbles along the perimeter, nowhere near catcher side. Forced to give it up to Eaker. Cross-court pass to the wing. Down low, catcher side. Misses from point-blank range. Gets her own rebound, gets her own miss, but an over-the-back will be called as catcher side apparently a little too much contact on Desiree Thomas down low. I chalk that up to catcher side just being taller. Catcher side has about 4 or 5 inches on Thomas. 1:20 to play, 35-23 Grandview. Sanders and the Hawks have the ball. Desiree Thomas, mid-block extended jumper from about 8 feet. Too strong, rolled off the left side of the rim. Rebound to the Eagles, and it's chased out of bounds after the ball tipped away from Sarah Faust. It will stay Grandview ball. 1:09 left in the third. The team in black and gold at 20 wins and 2 losses has the 12-point lead, 13-point lead. Here's a turnover. Eagles all alone by herself. No one within 10 feet. Right-hand layup for Carly Sanders. Her first 2 points of the second half, and she's the first Hawk into double figures. Catcher side trying to get the offensive rebound off the miss from her teammate, Haley Harlow. But Harlow says, catcher side, I can do the same thing you can. And Harlow puts one off the window and in. And now Sky Batchelor for the Hawks as she brought the ball up the floor on the left side. Traveled. 34.7 ticks left. And this one's starting to slip away from Hillsborough. Down by a baker's dozen with 34.7 to go. Sanders comes back into the game for Hillsborough. It'll be a midcourt inbound pass for Eaker. Gets it to Zoff. Jordan Zoff back to Eaker from the corner. Drives baseline. Line drive pass to catcher side on the left block. And that was tipped out of bounds by Thomas, who rolls the right shoulder. Catcher side on this inbound will settle at the high elbow. Goes for the ball. Too many bodies in front. They'll still lob it up to catcher side. In the paint, four Hawks around her. Can't get the friendly roll on the five-foot shot. 20 seconds to go. And Sanders has run right over. I believe that was Sarah Faust. It was. I don't know if that's a foul or just ball out of bounds to Hillsborough. It looks like it's going to be an inbound for the Hawks. So no foul there. Ball just happened to be on the line on that baseline, with Grandview last to touch it. 15 seconds to go. 38-25. Grandview leads. Hillsborough has the ball. Needs a shot and some points before the buzzer sounds. Three-pointer from the left wing. Short. 6 seconds. Rebound Eagles. Ball knocked out of bounds by Sanders as Sarah Faust had the rebound there. It'll be a backcourt inbound for Grandview with 5.2 ticks to go. Chance to get to 40 points before the end of the third. And what do we have here? We've got a quick timeout. So right after the inbound, right after catcher side got the ball, Coach Hubbard turned to the official and one in a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout, a Soap Lady Cleaning Products timeout, as all timeouts brought to you by the Soap Lady Cleaning Products this year. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. Maybe not right now. It's about 3 minutes till 8. So, you know, she's probably eating dinner or something. Hey, let's step aside for 10 seconds for station identification here on KJF. Go ahead and keep it here. Testing out our new part-timer. We'll welcome Alex in a little bit later. Long inbound, 60-foot pass ahead. Catcher side loses it after getting the inbound. Fadeaway jumper, the deep two, is no good. Wow, what a great pass. A football-style pass there by the Eagles is number 23, McLaughlin. But to no avail, 38-25, your end of the third quarter score. We'll be back for the final 8 minutes. It's Grandview with the lead here on KJF.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Hi, this is Kate with the Jefferson County Family Y. Our youth sports programs are designed to build strong kids. Our program is progressive with multiple age-specific levels. Games are safe, exciting, and fun. We encourage fair play, positive competition, and family involvement. So bring your child to the Y, where they will develop skills that go beyond the field. Registration is now open for spring soccer and volleyball, ages 3 years through 8th grade. Registration closes February 19th. To register, call 636-931-9622 or visit us online.
KJFF Festus Crystal City Imperial DeSoto.
They'll start the fourth quarter where Grandview has possession and a 13-point lead. Welcome back into Hillsborough High School. I'm Matt Greenwood for KJF Radio. Eagles looking to go 21-2 with district starting on Saturday for them. Working the right side of the floor. Eagles short on the deep two. Catcher side airballed it. So the first possession of the fourth for Grandview comes up empty. And with 7:30 to go, Carly Sanders weaves her way between two defenders, scoops it up with the right. It will not go, will not fall, but Sanders will get a pair of free throws. Districts for Class 3, District 3 in Cuba this year. Opening round Saturday, Grandview gets host Cuba in the first round. And if Grandview wins, they'll get the winner of Steelville and St. Pius. As the first free throw from Sanders is off the mark. Other teams playing in the opening round, Central against Bourbon, West County against Jefferson. Second free throw, Sanders, no good, tipped out towards her. She couldn't reel it in, instead deflected it out of bounds right in front of her own bench. And so a turnover for Hillsborough there. Not really a turnover, just a missed opportunity to get the rebound. 38-25 Grandview. Bounce pass along the perimeter into the corner. Driving baseline, losing it, was Faust. Able to get it to Kaylin Sparks, who knocks over Sky Batchelor on the dribble penetration to the middle part of the floor. And I think they're going to say that Faust stepped on the baseline before the pass. And by the way, good sportsmanship as Kaylin Sparks, after knocking down the 4'10" Batchelor, went ahead and picked her right up off the floor. 7:15 to go in this fourth quarter. Hillsborough needs to start to make a run here. Sanders, entry pass to Boyd, who is on the move on the near side. Can't control it. Boyd loses it with three Eagles around her, coming away with it. Sparks, middle part of the floor, crosses the timeline as Grandview operates right to left on your radio dials. Now ball middle of the floor for Eaker. Lost it, picked it up, moved her feet. Traveling is called. Want to thank Home Pools and Spas in Park Hills, the Soap Lady in Bonterre, Jefferson College in Hillsborough, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, and Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton for sponsoring high school basketball this season. Short on the three ball from the near side wing, Shanky. Catcher side for Grandview gets the rebound. Hands it off. Eaker crosses the timeline. Pocket picked by Sanders. Loose ball. Grandview comes away with it in the front court. The loose ball was in the back. It was knocked into the front by Eaker, recovered by the Eagles. And now another ball knocked into the back court. But it was last touch by Eaker. And so a turnover by the Eagles. Just one of those possessions you just throw away. Couldn't really get the ball into their front court set. A couple of times, ball batted into the back court. It's Hillsborough ball, well deserved. Far sideline inbound for Hillsborough as they move from left to right in this fourth quarter. Top of the key, dribbling to the right side of the floor. Vaughn lost it into the hands of Sanders. Leans one off to the right from about 15 feet. And the defensive board underneath the basket for Kaylin Sparks. Sparks gets past Sanders as she crosses into the front court. Goes to the near side wing for Faust. Faust in, three pass to catcher side, too high, too wide. But last tip by Hillsborough. Shanky flips it to the man in stripes as catcher side will get a much-deserved breather. Haley Harlow, her replacement off the bench, settles into the middle part of the paint as the inbound pass goes all the way into the backcourt, into the front of the Hawks bench. Ball was not tipped by Hillsborough. So Grandview, actually, so that is a over and back, but because no one touched the ball, Hillsborough will have to go back to that original spot where Grandview was just there, and Hillsborough to inbound it. Line drive pass to Sanders by Boyd. Sanders had to chase it back towards the baseline, gets it, and goes over to Shanky, who then passed it along the midcourt stripe before Sanders could set her feet on her side of the floor into the front court. So an over and back is called there. Hillsborough needs to go on a run here with under six to play. They're down by 13. We have yet to see a bucket in this fourth quarter. We had a very slow start to the third quarter as well after a 25-18 first half lead for Grandview. Turning along the baseline, McLaughlin finds Faust. 12-foot jumper, too strong. Offensive rebound, Harlow. Putback try, no good. Offensive rebound again. McLaughlin has her shot blocked by Vaughn. That loose ball to the top of the key, chased down and recovered by Grandview. Overhead pass from wing to wing. Sparks to the low left block. Tipped towards out of bounds. Saving it, McLaughlin right to the deck. Goes Boyd and Sparks. Tie-up is called. Possession arrow favoring the Hawks. 5:16 to play, 38-25, Grandview over Hillsborough, reads the Gilstrom Area League scoreboard. Inbound to the Hawks in the backcourt, moving left to right. Middle part of the floor, now to the near side, Shanky. Shanky to the mid-block extended for Vaughn. Nice pass, down low to Boyd, who made the shot from about 3 feet, but the foul on the floor. Let's see who the man in stripes has for that. It will go against Molina Eaker. That is her third personal foul. Be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spas, a post-game show. We'll have Rhonda Hubbard for Grandview, Macy Ketcherside for Grandview, and also Joe Felker for Hillsborough Hawks basketball. On the inbound, Hillsborough has it. Three ball launched up by Kelsey Boyd. Yes, ma'am, she got it. And a timeout for Coach Felker. Hillsborough back within 10, 38-28. Grandview leads. 30-second timeout. We'll be back in that 30 seconds with 4:52 to play in this fourth quarter right here on KJF.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Four 52 to play in this fourth quarter. Hillsborough on senior night trailing 38-28. And they'll pick up the backcourt press. Coach Felker wanted to go over that system with them. And they do put on the pressure in the back. But it is going to be broken easily by Grandview. Took about four passes. They got into the front court. And there was a loose ball there on the corner off to our left, about 100 feet away from us, and it will stay Grandview ball. The inbound out of that corner along the baseline for Sarah Faust. Gets it to Haley Harlow on the wing. Harlow has the ball batted up into the air by Sanders, who is all hands tonight. She has played an outstanding defensive game, Carly Sanders. Can't tell you how many times she has knocked the ball up into the air and given her team a 50-50 chance at getting the turnover. But still, it is Grandview basketball. Blocking foul along the sideline. Sanders a little too aggressive there. Stood in front of Megan Faust, who was actually leading away from the basket. Still Grandview ball, sideline inbound to Ketcherside, who got about 3 minutes of breathing time. Now she's back in, ready to go to work. Draws a triple team. Middle part of the paint. Turnaround. 5 foot fader is no good. Down to her knees to pick up the loose ball is Grandview's Sarah Faust. Found Ketcherside, who comes up short on the free throw jumper, but there was a foul down below. Ketcherside sets her feet apart, about 2 feet apart, goes into a squat, puts the ball on her chin, sticks it up and through the net. Ketcherside had a fantastic third quarter, equaled her first half total. She had 9 in the third, a total of 18. She comes up short on the second free throw, so she's got 19, does Ketcherside for the night. That stat brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, leading all scores, of course. Boyd tripped up as she made her way towards the bucket from the far corner. And that'll be team foul number 6, I believe. Nope, make that 7 on Grandview. And that's the fourth personal for Megan Faust. Faust had an excellent first quarter. 7 points for Faust. Came up empty in the second quarter, nothing in the third as well. And now she's in foul trouble here in the fourth quarter. 4 personals. For Faust. One-and-one situation. Boyd must hit this one to get a second one. She cannot do so. Off the front lip and into the hands of Macy Ketcherside. Ketcherside flips it to her right for Eaker, who gets away with a double dribble as she crossed the timeline right on the H logo here in Hillsboro at the high school gym where we have been for the last couple of hours. Nice pass, Ketcherside on the drive to the baseline. The little baby hook with the right hand is good from Sarah Faust. 41-28 Grandview. Sanders straight away thought about a three, drives right side of the paint, lost it as she went up for it, and she lost it because good hands on the defense by the Eagles from McLaughlin. 3:34 to go in Hillsboro. Only 28 points so far tonight. Boyd baseline overhead pass down low to Batchelor. It's behind her, steal Grandview, 4-on-none. And then the easy layup from the left side for Sarah Faust. Credit Kaylin Sparks for the steal, leading that fast break. Boyd for the Hawks, down by 15. Goes wing to wing to Sanders. Sanders hip checked as she drives to the bucket. And Sanders will toe the line for 2. By the way, that turnover on the inbound for Kelsey Boyd and the Hawks happened because she had 4 seconds where she had the ball. There's a 5-second count. No one was open. She had to try to get it into someone, and it wound up leading to a 4-on-none after a nice lead pass from Sparks to Sarah Faust. So here's Sanders apparently only shooting one, so it was before the shot. And on that front end of the 1-and-1, Sanders cannot convert. She's 0 of 3 from the free throw line in this fourth quarter in Hillsboro. Cannot afford to give up 3 points. Backcourt press, broken. Eagles have it. Wing 3, side iron, no good. From Kaylin Sparks, rebound to the Hawks. Under 3 to play. Hawks looking to get another 3-ball from Boyd on the far side wing. Cannot do so, too strong. Now in transition from right to left. Grandview has it. Sanders with a steal from behind as Sarah Faust traveled before the steal from Sanders. Kaylin Sparks trying to lead the transition charge for the Eagles, but didn't really give Sarah Faust very much of a chance to shoot the ball as Faust had her back away from the basket. So Hillsboro gets the ball on the turnover by the Eagles. Sanders draws a double top of the key. Overhead pass into the near corner. Off the dribble, Elena Rednauer too strong. Offensive rebound, put back try Boyd, no good. And underneath the basket, Lily Shankey gets the rebound, tries for the put back, cannot get it to go. but there is a foul. It'll go against Grandview. And that is number one on number two, Sarah Faust. Seven-man rotation for Coach Hubbard so far tonight, as rattling home the first free throw is Lily Shankey. Want to thank Comtree and Festus, YMCA of Jefferson County and Festus, as well as Lucas Smith Chrysler Center and Festus for sponsoring our broadcast this season. 2.5 to go. Shankey able to knock down free throw number two. Grandview trying to get it out from the backcourt. It's tipped out of bounds by Hillsborough, and it will stay Eagles ball. Kelsey Boyd comes out of the game. Desiree Thomas, who's about 2 inches shorter, comes in for Boyd. Here goes Grandview on the sideline, inbounds in the backcourt, now into the front court after two passes. Baseline bounce pass to catcher side from Sparks. Catcher side misses from point blank range as that one spun out to the right. Rebound to the Hawks. Now's the time to make their move with 120 seconds left. And Shankey throws it right into the hands of Jordan Zoff, leading the two-on-two fast break. Dumps it off her right side, a low block, easy scoop and score for Sarah Faust. Faust with six fourth-quarter points, six on the night. Another steal. Grandview trying to run away with it. Sarah Faust again from point-blank range. No good off the back iron, a little too strong. Now strips it in the backcourt off Shankey, misses the try. Offensive board and the putback successful for Kaylin Sparks, and the Eagles are out hustling Hillsborough on their way to a 17-point lead with 1:20 to play. The gym is a little quiet as the crowd sensing a loss here for the Hawks with 1:15 to go. Behind the back dribble, Sanders, top of the key, draws a double, has to be careful, spins towards the paint, drives, and a foul, a reach in going against Grandview. And that is the first personal on number four, Jordan Zoff. 10 Eagles team fouls, back iron free throw, and no good for Sanders, who has really, really struggled from the charity stripe. Probably feels more like Sanders is in debt to that free throw line because she cannot make a free throw, 0 for 4. A little delay before the second free throw as the Hawks will sub in a player or two. Elena Rednauer comes off. Sanders, again, misses from the free throw line, and at this point, it's about her mindset. 0 for 5 from the line, Carly Sanders. That's 5 free points in this fourth quarter Hillsborough does not have. And Sanders a little aggressive on defense right near midcourt. Fouls. Jordan's off. Five team fouls for the Hawks. And Sanders has four personal. A hug for Coach Felker and Lily Shankey of the Hawks. Shankey, a senior. It's her last night playing in this gym with the district tournament not being hosted by Hillsborough, instead being hosted by Farmington. Turnover Eagles. Hawks with it. Front court, left wing, losing it. Are the Hawks up ahead, right-hand layup, easy bucket for Sarah Faust. Eight fourth-quarter points for Faust, as losing the ball there for Hillsborough was Emma Cruz. Here's Sky Batchelor, another senior for the Hawks, in the game, 22 seconds, delivers a pass to Sanders. Step back three from the wing, comes up short, air ball to Desiree Thomas, hustles, throws two hands on the ball and puts it behind her to try to save it from going out of bounds, and she did so, but then she threw it right into the hands of Grandview, who had it knocked off their hands and out of bounds. And now Sanders, a senior, gets hugs from the bench. Her last home game for the Hawks. Sanders ends tonight with 10 points. Desiree Thomas, another senior, getting a round of applause as she comes off the floor. She'll get hugs from her teammates as well. And Coach Felker doing the honorable thing, brings Sky Batchelor off the floor as well, another senior. The seniors, Batchelor, Sanders, Ashley Wick, Lily Shankey, and Desiree Thomas all coming off the floor. Wick, who just checked into the game about 10 seconds ago, now comes off So Coach Felker doing it right, honoring these five seniors for the Hawks. It's 49-30. Grandview's going to get the win here tonight. Be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. We'll have that for you in just a little bit with 7 seconds to go. Grandview has the ball in the front court. Jordan Zoff will dribble it out, now picks it up, puts it on the right hip, and cups it with the buzzer going off. And that is the final score here tonight. The Grandview Eagles improved to 21-2, a 16-game winning streak for Grandview. The band still playing, celebrating these seniors here tonight for the Hillsboro Hawks. Unfortunately, they do not get the win. Hillsboro drops to 12-12 with a game next week on the road at Seckman. We'll have your Home Pools and Spas postgame show coming up in just a few minutes here on KJF Radio. It's Grandview 49 and Hillsboro 30.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Hi, this is Rhonda Hubbard, mother of North County point guard Cody Hubbard. And the best defense to a tough stain is the good offense of the Soap Ladies cleaning products.
Hi, this is Jill Wagner, mom of Central Rebel guard Brent Wagner. If you want to hit a money ball as far as saving, use the Soap Lady for your cleaning needs.
Big savings are a slam dunk with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. TheSoapLadyCleaningSupplies.com.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at GilsterMaryLee.com.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal
your locally owned, the UPS store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, the UPS store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember the UPS store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's a UPS store in Festus.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
No.
In the house for the Hillsboro Hawks here for senior night. Also Isaiah Martin as well for the boys basketball team. Unfortunately, not a great night for the girls on the Hillsboro side. They fall tonight 49-30 to the Grandview Eagles. Turnovers galore for sure. Never could get into a rhythm offensively, the Hawks. Credit the Grandview defense. Goodness gracious. I've not seen a team this year on the girls' side, where the defense is just so suffocating. And really, you look at the heights of Grandview, and the girls aren't that tall. I mean, their tallest player is Ketcherside at 5'10", although I think Coach Hubbard shorted her a couple of inches. She looks pretty tall out there. But then you got a 5'6 player in Faust, another 5'6 player in Sarah Faust, and another 5'9 player in Haley Harlow, who comes off the bench for Grandview. So in terms of the height, Grandview not very big, but they're so quick on defense and really giving Hillsborough a run for their money here tonight as Grandview wins at 49-30 over the Hillsborough Hawks. This is the Home Pools and Spas of postgame show. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. Go online to homepoolsandspas.net. We'll go ahead and chat it up a little bit while we wait for Rhonda Hubbard and Macy Ketcherside of the Grandview Eagles, as well as Hillsborough Hawks head coach Joe Felker for our postgame show. So let's go ahead and get to your Bloomsdale Bank final stats. Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to our customers since 1914. That's what they say, and they're sticking to it. Let's begin with the Hillsborough Hawks, who Coach Felker started all five of his seniors, Sky Batchelor, Carly Sanders, Ashley Wick, Lily Shanky, and Desiree Thomas. Sanders and Shanky, the only two of that group of five to score. Shanky had four tonight, and Sanders with 10. Off the bench, Hannah Vaughn and Elena Rednauer, each with two. And Kelsey Boyd, typically a starter, comes off the bench tonight on this senior night for Hillsborough. And Boyd deposits 12 points to lead the team in scoring. For the Grandview Eagles, their leading scorer tonight, pretty easy, Macy Ketcherside, making it look rather simple. 21 points tonight for Ketcherside, 9 in the first half, 12 in the second half. Behind her, well behind her, 13 points behind Ketcherside with Sarah Faust, who finishes with 8. Behind Sarah Faust, Megan Faust and Kaylin Sparks, each with 7. And Caitlin McLaughlin, a starter for Grandview, had 2. Haley Harlow off the bench, giving Ketcherside a few seconds here and there to catch her breath. Haley Harlow off the bench for Grandview winds up with 2 points. That's a total of 49 for Grandview, 30 for the Hillsborough Hawks. Score by quarter, Grandview up 20-11 after one. Grandview up at the half, 25-18. After three quarters, it was Grandview 38, Hillsborough 25. And your final score again, Grandview 49 and Hillsborough 30. Only a 5-point second quarter for Grandview and only a 7-point second quarter for Hillsborough. We had no baskets made in the first 3 minutes of the second quarter, and then we only had a couple here and there for either side in that second quarter. So after the first period, it looked like we were destined for a 50-something, 40-something game with that 2011 first period score. But it became a defensive battle, as Grandview likes to have it. And there's a good reason why Grandview is 21-2 now after this victory here tonight, because that defense is absolutely suffocating. They should make some noise in the Class 3 District 3 tournament, which, by the way, comes up on Saturday. The opening round of the Class 3 District 3 tournament will be in Cuba. Cuba will face Grandview for the opening round matchup. Another Jefferson County team, St. Pius. Those girls, 7-14. They'll take on Steelville, who is 18-4. So the Cardinals are going to make it very, very tough for the Lady Lancers. Jefferson High School, another Jefferson County school in the Class 3 District 3 tournament. The Jefferson Blue Jays will go up against the West County Bulldogs. And the last opening round matchup in the C3-D3 tourney, the Central Lady Rebels will take on the Bourbon Warhawks. We'll have semifinal coverage of Class 3 District 3 Monday on J98. We'll have a 6 o'clock tip-off for the first semifinal, a 7:30 tip-off for the second semifinal. We'll begin our pregame coverage at 5:45. I'll have the call for you on J98. Don't forget, Monday, Class 3 District 3 semifinals on J98. Be sure to make note of that as we head into the weekend. Again, your final score, Grandview 49 and Hillsborough 30. We'll step aside for a few minutes to give both Coach Felker and Hubbard a chance to give their final speeches to their respective squads, weave through all the fans congratulating them and friends, and make their way up here onto the second level for the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. So again, we'll step aside for a few minutes and let all that unfold the way it does. Again, Grandview 49, Hillsboro 30, your final score. We're back in 3 minutes here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show on KJF Radio.
Do you need a new doctor or dentist for your physical health or dental care? Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro has highly qualified doctors and dentists who are accepting new patients. We can get you in quickly and at the affordable rates you expect from Comtree. Call 877-COMTREE to schedule an appointment at our Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE. Comtree, we want to be your healthcare home.
This is the year you're getting out, and Midwest Sports Center is how.
You know, it's a competition between Polaris and Can-Am to see who can be the biggest and the baddest. Well, the neat thing is I have them both. So you can come in and see the Razor Turbo 1000 and compare it to the Can-Am Maverick 1000 X3. Here on the premises, you can drive them and see the difference.
See Josh or the boys now, then see the ladies when they're out.
From daughters to wives, man. It's no longer the husband dragging them in, it's the wives dragging the husbands in, wanting the bigger, badder machine.
124 Walker Drive, Farmington.
Have you stopped by Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills lately? Well, if not, you really should. Hi, this is Mark Toady, and I'll be honest with you. A lot of the furniture in my house comes from Patsy's Furniture. I have an awesome recliner and a sofa that I am in love with. I also have brand new bedroom furniture that is totally amazing. I go to Patsy's Furniture for a lot of different reasons, though. One is the selection, and trust me, there's a lot of that to choose from. And it's quality furniture, too, with brand names that you know and trust. And then there's Jamie and Chris, the owners. You talk about people you can trust and work with, that's them in a nutshell. They'll treat you right and work with you to get you what you need at a price that will keep you smiling. Heck, their great customer service works all the way down to their delivery guys, who are really cool. Hey, I wouldn't tell you to go shop at a place if I didn't totally trust the people there and believe in what they're doing. At Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, they do things the right way. That's why it's really easy for me to say, you'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Whether it's the heat of the preseason or the heart of the postseason, teams always get a little boost from playing at home. Hi, this is your hometown insurance agent, Eric Schweiss. I'd like to show you how State Farm can boost your savings when you combine your homeowner's insurance with your auto coverage. So score one for the home team. Talk to me today, State Farm agent Eric Schweiss, about big league savings for combining home and car coverage. Call State Farm today at 573-760-1000. That's 573-760-1000.
The Toyota Drive to Victory sales event is here. Race to first place this winter by getting a great deal on an exceptional Toyota. Choose from a wide selection of championship-level Toyota vehicles, like the adventurous 2018 RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, the RAV4 conquers the elements. Gear up for winter in the Toyota Tacoma. This true contender is dependable as they come, and with a chiseled frame and stylish interior, it looks great too. Or choose the Toyota Highlander, a family-friendly vehicle with the seating capacity and spacious interior to bring everyone comfortably along for the ride. Plus, all four of these vehicles come with advanced safety technology standard and at no extra cost, so you'll be winning all winter long. Hurry in and save. The Toyota Drive to Victory sales event ends soon. Visit your local Toyota dealer or check out buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Visit Twin City Toyota today. Take Interstate 55 south to the Herculaneum exit or check them out online at twincitytoyota.com.
Matt Greenwood back at Hillsboro High School. Your final score, Grandview 49, Hillsboro 30. We got Macy Ketcherside joining us from the Grandview Eagles. And a big win for Grandview, 21-2. Wrapping up the regular season with a 19-point victory as they get ready for districts on Saturday in Cuba against Cuba. That is the opening round matchup there. Macy Ketcherside tonight, 21 points, 9 first half, 12 second half. What were you seeing out there, Macy? Did a pretty good job.
Thank you. I just know that we had a lot of holes, and especially in our post area, we had more holes, so I knew that if I worked harder to post up, then I'd be able to get more points and be able to get ways to that I can score more in different areas.
Kaylin Sparks was able to find you pretty easily tonight. Sarah Faust, Megan Faust, kind of the offense running through you tonight, obviously, with that 21 points. It's been pretty much that way all year, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we know that our guards, they can definitely shoot, but we know that if we take it into the post, then we're very excellent in there too. And so if we just take it to the post and they collapse and they try to stop me, then I know that I can always kick it out to my guards, and they always have my back and I always have theirs.
Kaylin Sparks, a three-pointer tonight. Megan Faust, a three-pointer tonight. Actually, you look at the score sheet, only two threes tonight. You put up 49, you win by 19, but the defense is really what is noticeable on the floor. Absolutely suffocating. Any time Hillsborough had the ball, one player had the ball, two girls around her or around them, and then you down low to kind of make sure no one penetrated too much. Talk about the defense and what it's meant to the success for this team.
Yeah, our defense is definitely our main aspect. We try to pressure defense, and we try to pressure the players, and we know that if we pressure them, they will be more likely to turn it over. And so we've really worked hard on our defense, and it's really grown since last year. We've all gotten a lot better between knowing when to trap and when to not trap and when to help and when to not help.
When, say, for instance, you have an off night or the defense for the other team is taking you away from the offense, what is kind of your role as to try to keep the flow going for you guys?
I know that I just have to grab as many rebounds as I can, and if they take me off of scoring, then I know that if I do get the ball inside and they collapse on me and I can't do anything, that I can kick it out, and then I just have to block out and get as many rebounds as I can.
Many people from around here know that you're going to MAC for volleyball, but you also got 1,000 points on the basketball floor just recently. Yeah. As well. You're just kind of, do you feel like you can't go wrong, really?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a huge accomplishment of mine. That was my goal since the beginning of the season, and especially from signing for MAC, it's just puts it on top of, it's like the icing on the cake of getting 1,000 points. It just made my year so much better.
How does volleyball help you in basketball?
It definitely works you out. I mean, it works out in two different ways. It works your legs out for jumping because you have to jump in volleyball, and you have to jump as high as you can for rebounds and for shots.
Well, maybe not you because you're so tall already.
Yeah, but it's different ways that it works you out, but at the same time, it still works you out in the same way of being able to jump and use your legs, because if you can't do that, then you're pretty much useless.
This is your final year with Grandview, 21-2. You had, a 20-point win season last year as well, or just about there.
Yeah.
How much has Coach Hubbard helped you out in your game in basketball?
A lot. She came in, and she knew that we were a good team, and we all knew that we wanted her to make us better. And with her, a lot of the coaching experience really helped us. And she kind of showed us the ways that we didn't know exactly, and she really made us a better team all around.
When it comes to the 1,000-point mark that you got in your career, who are some people you got to thank for helping you get to that point?
Definitely my teammates, because without them, I would not have been able to do it. They're the ones who give me the amazing passes, and they always look inside for me. But I also have to thank all the coaches that I've had throughout my lifetime, because they've always pushed me to be the better player.
What was the bigger moment? You know what? I'm not going to ask that question, because the bigger moment for you is obviously signing for MAC rather than getting that 1,000 points. But it's a pretty sweet deal to be able to do both in your high school career.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, congrats on the win. One more question for you, Macy. You get Cuba in the opening round, a very tough Class 3 District 3 tournament ahead. If you're lucky and you work hard and get to the championship round, you might see the Central Rebels. Would that be pretty fun for you?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely excited. That's what we're trying to get to. Last year, we fell short to Steelville, and we know everything that we did wrong, and we're just ready to work on it and play harder to beat them and to get to Central, because that's our main goal of who we want to play and beat.
All right. Well, you got, what's today, Thursday, so you got a day to rest up and then head on down to Cuba, and best of luck to you in the district tournament.
Thank you.
Macy Ketcherside, our player of the game, brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. I'm sure Macy Ketcherside, once she gets home, will take a big seat on the couch in the living room there and enjoy this win. Congrats again.
Thank you.
All right, Macy Ketcherside will now pass along the headset to her head coach, Rhonda Hubbard, for the Grandview Eagles. They are now 21-2 after a 49-30 victory over the Hillsborough Hawks. Coach Hubbard, Macy Ketcherside once again shining, but she credited her teammates to her success. Shows her unselfishness.
Yeah, well, you know, the first half we turned the ball over so much and really made some, you know, pretty poor decision-making skills on the offensive end of things. And so, you know, it's very, very rare that we just go to Macy. I mean, we have a very balanced team, and I don't think people always respect that. But, you know, Megan Faust, you know, is usually really on from an offensive standpoint. She wasn't tonight, was turning it over a little bit and just seemed a little bit, you know, unfocused. And, you know, I just talked to him and said, listen, okay, so this is a rare situation, and, you know, we got some kids that really aren't making plays like they normally do, so let's work hard, take care of the ball, and let's get the ball to Macy and see what she can do with it. And clearly, you know, Macy kind of took over in the second half.
It seemed like she would never miss a shot. She did a couple of times, but then there she was aggressive getting the rebounds, and she didn't have a chance to put it back, finding her teammates. So that's obviously a big part for you.
Sure.
You talked about Megan and her struggles tonight. She did have 7 first quarter points. Are you thinking maybe she's got 15, 20 in her tonight?
Well, you know, I always think Megan has 15 or 20 in her, and oftentimes she does. But, you know, Megan knew she was struggling tonight, and I can be hard on Megan, and I am. I'm tough on all the kids, but no more tough than they are on themselves. You know, Megan has high expectations of herself and the level of play that she, you know, expects to play at, and, you know, she was disappointed in that, and I know, you know, we had a chat about it at halftime, and I thought Megan, you know, played a little bit better the second half.
Couple of your key players are seniors: Macy Ketcherside, Caitlin McLaughlin, Melina Eaker, who runs some of the offense for you, and Megan Fowle. So 4 seniors on the floor basically at all times. You ran a 7-man rotation tonight. Haley Harlow got a couple of minutes in there, but as I was telling Macy, the suffocating defense, and I like the word suffocating because really it feels like there's no room for Hillsborough to do anything whenever they got possession. And yeah, you mentioned the turnovers, but you kind of got them right back. So, obviously, you know, you want to work on the not turning the ball over as much. But talk about that defense and how much you practice with these kids on getting that defense right.
Yeah, well, everything we do is predicated on what we do on the defensive end, and our girls know that. And, you know, to be a good defensive team, you have to be committed to the work daily on it. So every single practice, they know we're going to be working on our defense. We're going to be working on rebounding, you know, those kind of things. And, you know, I still think we could be a better rebounding team than we are sometimes. And some of that's just due to our size. And so we have to do some more fundamentally sound things to be a better rebounding team. But when we're really locked in and focused on the defensive end, I really feel like we can guard about anybody. But it does take everyone on the floor doing their job.
Have you found coaching, I think you said 17 years now, 15 at Missouri Southern, and 2 here at Grandview, have you found that players are more inclined to really work harder on the defensive side of things, or do you sometimes see them mentally maybe focusing a little more on the offense?
Well, first of all, I've coached 29 years.
29 years.
See, I'm a lot older.
How'd I short you for 12?
I'm so much older than I look, right?
Yes.
I opened up my career when I was 21 years old at Springfield Catholic in Springfield, Missouri, and, you know, was able to coach some really, really good players there, won back-to-back state championships there before I went on and, you know, spent the rest of my career at the collegiate level. You know, when I came to Grandview, obviously I came because I wanted to be an athletic director. I wanted to get away from the college scene, and, you know, it was a great opportunity at the time to coach a great bunch of girls. You know, we're 22-4 last year. Right now we sit at 21-2. So really going to be, you know, 2 of the best back-to-back seasons Grandview's ever had. I mean, last year was the most wins ever. You know, we have a chance to tie that for sure and hopefully beat that this year. And no better group than this senior group. I mean, this senior group that we have is a really, really special group. And, you know, when you watch Mo and K-Mac play, they are literally the glue that kind of holds our whole team together, because we're such a defensive-oriented team, and what they bring to the table on that end is what makes us as good a team as we are.
And despite the turnovers tonight with those seniors, I'm sure they don't really let it distract them too much from the end game, which is to always, you know, win the game by, you know, winning by as much as you can. But yeah, so tonight, you know, you did struggle with the turnovers. It was very noticeable. But then again, like I said, the senior squad, a very strong mentality, able to move past that. So as you kind of think about that in the 16-game winning streak going into the districts, you get Cuba in the opening round, and if you get past them, then you're looking at the possibility of playing a Steelville or playing either Steelville or St. Pius, and if you get to the championship, to face off against Central, a very tough district.
Yeah, I think without question we have one of the best districts out there. You know, I've watched a lot of basketball over the years, and, you know, I see – you know, Central is just an outstanding team, and they're extremely well coached. You know, Steelville, the same thing, very different styles of play, but was able to watch them in a double overtime game earlier in the year.
At the Central Christmas Tournament, yeah.
And, you know, I tell you, and then you got West County, who I think is very good as well. Jefferson on their good nights can be very, very good. We handled them very well at their place. But when they're on and they're, you know, taking care of the ball, they're pretty good. So, you know, one of the things that we're just not doing is looking ahead. You know, we know that Cuba, in my opinion, Cuba has the second toughest schedule in our district next to Central. So when you look at their record, it's not really telling of how good of a team they are because of who they've played. So we're not overlooking them. You know, we know what we're facing, and we just got to get some rest and get ready to go on Saturday.
Well, you do a good job of studying your teams, and that's partly mostly the reason why you're 21-2 and you got the win tonight.
Well, thank you.
Congrats.
I appreciate it.
That is Rhonda Hubbard joining us on the Home Poles and Spas of post-game show. Actually, Coach, can I get you one? I need one more question from you. And I hate to put you on the spot here, but we've got a sponsored play of the game brought to us by Unico Bank. Homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated for you. See your local Unico Bank today in Farmington, Park Hills, Potosi, Irondale, and Deloge, or go online at unicobank.com. Coach, I'm going to let you do the honors. Was it one play or a series of plays that you kind of throw out there for play of the game?
Well, I think in the fourth quarter, there were like three straight turnovers where we went into transition, and it moved from a very uncomfortable 10-point game to immediately a 16-point game. And Sarah Faust was the one involved in a lot of those. Mm-hmm. So we did have kind of a few of our backups in there. But that's actually where I thought, you know, we finally got some breathing room. But really early on in the second half, you know, Macy just started making some plays, you know, back to back to back. So it's hard to say, but there were a couple of runs that we made early in the third and then late in the fourth that really kind of, you know, put the spread as much as it was. It really was a much closer game than what the score indicated.
I agree with that. All right, thanks for coming back and answering that on-the-spot question.
Thank you.
All right, that is Rhonda Hubbard. I'll let her go officially this time. We do appreciate her time, and best of luck to Grandview in the Class 3 District 3 tournament, which we will have coverage of on J98, the semifinal rounds on Monday. We hope to see Grandview there. I think we can pull Coach Felker aside for maybe a couple of minutes as we want to ask him some questions about the game tonight and about next week heading into districts. Coach, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
All right, a tough loss tonight. Coach Hubbard, her final words were, this game was a lot closer than the score indicated. What are your feelings about that response or that comment?
Yeah, you know, I thought that that we really had trouble early in the game getting on track, and then we kind of played from a deficit there on out the rest of the game. But we had plenty of opportunities. We just didn't take advantage. I thought that there were plenty of deflections and 50-50 balls that we didn't get. There were plenty of rebounds that we didn't get. Shots didn't fall, and again, that's the opposite of what happened against DeSoto. You know, they went in that game, they didn't go in tonight, but those 50-50 balls and those rebounds can mean extra possessions, and, you know, for as hard as I thought we played on defense, we needed those extra possessions to get our offense going, because that's just where we struggled tonight.
Obviously, the focus of tonight were your seniors, Sky Batchelor, Carly Sanders, Ashley Wick, Lily Shankey, and Desiree Thomas. You got Wick out on the floor for about 20 seconds, with, I'm sure, the anticipation of pulling her and the other four seniors that you did off the floor. Why do you want to give them that moment, that one last round of applause?
You know, I just think that that's something special. You know, as a player, I appreciated that. I just think that it's, you know, they've invested a lot of time and effort and everything into this, so I feel like the least I could do is get them a round of applause. They certainly deserve it. I appreciate, you know, I know that took a little bit of a time to do that, but I appreciate the officials and, and Grandview letting us do that. Because, like I said, I think that's a neat thing for them to experience. They deserve it. And just that opportunity to have it be about them for a second is really cool.
A few hugs from you, Coach Chris Miller, the other players on the team, a very nice moment. And as you said, glad the officials kind of let that, it was a little bit slow, but, you know, it's their senior night and the officials understand that. They've been around this area for a long time now. Yeah. So, yeah, good on them to let you do that. Tonight, 10 points from Sanders, 12 from Kelsey Boyd, 6 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Let's talk about next week. You get Sekman on the road, and then you start your district play.
Yeah, so we got another tough game Thursday at Sekman. Obviously, playing on the road is tough. We've been doing that a lot this year. Seckman's a really good team, so and going to be, I think, very similar to Grandview in their style. So in some regards, it's, you know, nice to see that and give the girls a understanding of where they need to be. And again, I thought that we competed and, you know, for the most part tonight just kind of got away from us there at the end. So play Thursday and then have districts more than likely on Saturday. So that's a quick turnaround. So we focus on that game Thursday, try to finish strong, and then use Friday to prep for Saturday.
Final question for you. What do you need to see on Thursday to feel comfortable going into district play?
I just want to see us get back in a little bit of a rhythm. I thought tonight that we were just inconsistent, so I'd like to see us, especially offensively. I mean, again, on defense tonight, Carly just played just a tremendous defensive game. I don't even know how many steals she had, but
she had quite a few.
Plenty of steals and plenty of just deflections also. I mean, that's, you know, and all the girls really, but, you know, that effort on defense, we need to couple that with a better offensive night.
Coach, best of luck next week.
Thank you. Appreciate the coverage.
Thanks for your time.
Absolutely.
Joe Felker, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks. They fall to Grandview at home on senior night, 49-30. That'll do it for us from Hillsboro as the lights are getting shut off. Hopefully they don't leave me locked inside, so we'll go ahead and hurry and wrap this up. I want to thank Alex Litterist, who is our new part-timer at KJF. Certainly appreciate him keeping us on air. And also want to thank Hal for getting us started. For KJF Radio, I'm Matt Greenwood signing off for this evening. Grandview, your victors, 49-30 over Hillsboro here tonight on KJF.